Let us again start from the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Hamema'enes Beish, the Ektana that's Memayin Nabal, is Humutar Bekroi Veisel. So since me and this Oike, the Kedushin me call it, comes out she never was married to him, so he's Mutar in her Kroivis, the Himuteres Bekroivov. V'loi Paslo Min HaKohunet, and she's not also the kohune. No son or get. But what if he gave a get to the issues the Rabbanon? So then he has a seder of an issues with a get, who also bekroi vayser, vihi asura bekroi vov, uposlo mina kohune. No son or get. What happens if he gave her a get, veher zero, and he remarried her, Miyano boy. And the second time around, she was Mamayan in him. Venises Laacha. Now she got married to someone else. Venis Almalo Oinis Garsha. And from this second person, she became an Almono or a Grush. Muteres Larzaloi. So she's permitted to go back to her first husband. Now this is Amira de Kechidish, that even though she was Memayin in the first husband by the second Ishus, but there was a previous Ishus, there was an Ishus with a get, so Lemaise, she was married to him, she got a get, and now she got married to someone else. So we would say she should be also Altmar Zegrushosai. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. So let us see Rashi. No son laget, vafilu hiktano, arei kisha grushois, vasura bekroivov. Muteres larzoloi. So Rashi says, afogav di imloi hichziro, if he would not have remarried her. Venisei slacha, and she would have married someone else. Miteich hagerishin. That means he gave her a get, and she would have married someone else. And venis almul, and then she would become an almone. Asura l'rish, and she zicha be also. Afilu hochi, ki hir zira umiyana boy, osi miyun v'goli alo diktanehi. So the miyun on the second issues is megale, that she is a ktane, ubotlu alegita, and the miyun is mevafel the get, that means, if after the get, there's an issues that she was Mamayan in, so all of a sudden, it seems that this is a gili toss that she's a ktana, and it's not a true issues. It's an issues that she cannot know. So Mamela, all the halachas that were chal friye becomes bottle, ubotlu aligite. That means as we only reckon with the get only if she remained with the get. But if at a later stage she's Mamayan and we see she's a ktane, so all these previous halachas become bottled. And we'll see there's a whole shaila later in the sugya, but l'chayre, the pashtus hadvorim would be that after she was memayin the second time around, so she should become mutter to the kreivim also. That means all the halachas, and others say she's mutter l'kohuna now. All the halachis that had been chal was kozman, it was a get. So kozman, there was an issues with a get. We look at it like a grusha. But if later on she makes miyun, so then all these previous halachis become bottle. Miyana boy. But what if it's the other way around? Miyana boy. The first time around she was Mamayin. behirzira, and he remarried her, nosan lo get. Benisa is la'acha, benisa alma lo'ayn is gash, asura la'achza lo'y. That means if the get came after the meal, so then, mehayayin v'holo, we consider her as a grusha, to memele, so there'll be a din of, she'll be also to, he'll be also to take a bath, alf ma'chza grusha also. Zeh klal, this is the klal. Get achamion asura lachzoloi. If there was an ishus that he'd given her a get after a previous ishus of mion is asura lachzoloi. Mion achaget muteres lachzoloi. Zeh klal kloima. Afilu pomim harbe girsha behirzira umiyano. Is the law is as false? If Nisa is la'acha mitoich get, if she married someone else after a get, asura la'achzaloi. Mitoich ha'miyun, muteres la'achzaloi. Look to Mishnah Vayta. Hame ma'enes beach. A woman that was in a mine beach, b'nisa is la'acha. And now she married someone else. B'girsha, the second husband, was megarisha. La'acha, now she married a third husband, umiyana boy, la'acha v'girsha. Zeklal. And others are geiris after la'acha v'girsha, la'acha umiyana boy, and we'll see later what napkamina there will be with this. Zeklal. Kol she yaitse menu beget. So, the while we have in our Mishnah that the second husband was Yaitse Menu Beget, Kosha Yaitse Menu Beget, Asura Lachzaloi. She's not permitted to go back to him. Bimiyun Muteres Lachzaloi. So here, this, the save of the Mishnah seems to be saying as follows, that you're done each Ishus Bazunda. The Ishus that she went out with a get, so Lagabi him we consider that he was married to her, and she wasn't as garish from him, and then later she gets married again, she's also to return to him of Marza Grushosa. If she was Memayan in his issue, so she never was married to him. The male does no issue of Marza Grushosa. What does Rashi say? La'acher miyanaboy, kloima chazra v'niseis l'shlishi miyanaboy, kol she yoytze mimenu beget, asura lachzaloy, af al pi she yotze so mishel achrov b'min, even though the next issue, she went out b'min, loibotlo legite dida. Here we don't say that since we see that there was miyum, that she's a ktane, so all the previous halachas should become botl. The Gemara pochina reisha le seif, and the Gemara is going to ask it to stira the reisha in the seif. So the Gemara, Alma osi miyun umevatul get. We see from our Mishnah that the first case of the Mishnah, first he married her and he gave her a get. Then he married her and she was memayin. And then she got married to a second person and he died. So the Mishnah says that she's permitted to go back to the first husband. Alma osi miyun emavatul get. Raminu. Aleshu akashe. We had in the seif of the Mishnah, amema'enes be'ish, b'niseit la'acher v'girsha, la'acher umiyan aboy, la'acher v'girsha, za'aklal, kol sheyotaso heimenu beget, asura la'achzaloi, b'miyun, muteres la'achzaloi. Alma lo yosa miyun dechavrei ubotu gito didei. So we see that we don't say that the miyun dechavrei is botu gito didei. We say we done each issues bazunda. And the issues of miyun, so she wasn't his wife. But there's a previous issues with a get, so she was his wife. We don't say that the miyun is a gilui on the previous issues. No, each issue has its own distinct halachas. And in the reisha we say fakert.
Oma, Rav Yehuda, Oma Shmu, Tavre, Mi She Shone Zu, Loi Shone Zu. Taka Kasha, and seems that the Machlokes Tanoim in this Nekude, do you say, Osim Mi, and the Mavat will get? That's the Shaila. The Tanakama holds Osim Mi, and the Mavat will get. The Sefer of the Mishnah holds Loi Osim Mi, and the Mavat will get. Omar Rabbe. Now Rabbe said as follows, Omai Kushe. Now before we say Rabbe's Teretz, let us just give a shtickel agdome, and then we'll understand the flow of the Gemara. Rabbe is going to say as follows. Rabbe holds like this, in Lomdes, we should zicha say, Osa, me, and the Mavap will get. No shayla about it. That's in Lomdes. But if the previous husband could gain something from the next miyun, or if he could and in any way remarry her after the miyun, so we are afraid that he might entice her, influence her to be mamayin in the next husband. He gave her a get, and now she got married to someone else. So if miyun would help, that she should become mutter to her previous husband, we were afraid that he might influence her to be mamayin. So Mele Chazal said that she will never become mutter to you after miyun. That means if she'll be mamayin with the next husband, she won't be mutter to you. Chazal put it down flat. And Chazal said, and forget, we gave her a din of machzik rishosa. She said, machzik rishosa. So Mele, so by doing this, by answering her on the previous husband, we ensured that he won't influence her to be mamayim, because well, he's not gonna, she won't become mutter to him side by side. That was Takonas Chazal. So Rabbi is going to tell us that Takonas Chazal was that Chazal did not want that if she's memayin from a husband, she should be able to return to the previous husband. So in order to ensure that he shouldn't influence her to be memayin in the next husband, so they said, if he'll be memayin, she's also to you out mazlig roshas. So now, let us see Rabbi's Teretz. So Rabbi says as follows, Omar Rabbi. Rabbi says, there's no kasha. Or my kusha. The kasha doesn't begin. Not a stira, and you have a problem and tutanoim. The kasha doesn't begin. Or my kusha. Vidilme miyun di day, mevatel get di day. Bereshe miyun di day is mevatel get di day. Miyun de chavre, loy mevatel get di day. Mien de chavre leim avato gita didei. So, the Gemara is saying, before we go further, Rabbi is saying as follows, that if he made miyun, some emele, then and she'll get married to someone else, and she'll be memayin in someone else, so then she's not also to him. If someone else made miyun, then she's also to the balas aget. The dilma miyun di day, mevatel get di day. Miyun de chavreili, mevatel get di day. So the Gemara asks, why, how are you differentiating? Umayishno miyun de chavreili, mevatel get di day. How do you explain this? Miyun de chavreili, alpilondis, should be mevatel get di day, because we see it's kedusha katnis, it's nothing. So how do you understand the Sefer? The Aidi to Makeres Bil Mizoisov Ukritoisov. Since she has a Kesha with him, she was married with him, so he's able to be Maramis to her, is Mishabish, so he'll influence her, that she should be Mamayin and her new husband, Umaisilo. And he'll bring her back to him. That means if you'll say that by the second husband, if she'll be memayin, she'll be permitted to go back to him. So who makes sure that she's memayin? So therefore we asked her. So we said that the mien of the second husband will not be matter her to the first husband. We gave her a din of masig rishos. So the Gemara asks on the Rabbi, so the same thing should apply in the Reisha also. Mion di dei nami. If he was memayim, nami lo levatel gita di dei. The aidi, the makeres, bil mizoysav ukritzoysav, ozul mishabesh amaisila. So let us explain the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, what does it say in the Reish? In the Reish it says that he went and first he married a ketana and he gave her a get. Fine. Then he remarried her and she made miyum. Fine. Now she got married to someone else. Now, let us think out loud for 1 minute. What will be and the Mishnah says that, the Mishnah says if she married someone else and he gave her a get, she's mutter to him. Because the mien is mevatel the get, so we know it's that there was issues and those. So the mien is mevatel the get. So let's think out loud for 1 minute. What'll be the din in this case? The second husband died, and he's permitted to marry her. There's no problems. A masad hushasai. Also mien the mevatel gita the day. Let's talk about another case for 1 minute. What'll be the din? If she'll be Mamayim. If she'll be Mamayim. No, so Lachere, if it says if he gave her a get, she's mutter to the first one. If she'll be Mamayim, she's going to be mutter to the first one. But Sichanat, she was married to him. Now, if we'll say that, then let me ask a very pertinent question. So if you're going to tell me, if she'll be Mamayim and the second husband, that she'll be mutter back to the first one, he's going to make sure she's Mamayim. So, and you're just telling me that if he could ever have a yad in making her being memayim, so we're going to make sure that after the mean she'll be yosetin, and that's going to stop him from making her be memayim. So according to, this is the kasha and rabbi, according to you rabbi, you explained to me the sefer, me and the chavre is not mevatel gita today. Why? Because if she'll become mutatim, which api aloha she should be mutter, he's going to make sure she's Mamayan. So Mamayla, and that's why we have to say that after the mean, she's also to him. So we have to say the same thing in the Reisha also. We have to say the same thing, that if she'll be Mamayan in the second husband, she'll be also to him. That stims. Zut tachazaynish, so not. That stims. The Mishnah didn't speak about that case, but that should follow reason that. I mean, if you're telling me that we never will be mata her if she's mamayin in the second husband, because if we be mata, he'll make sure that she'll be mamayin. So she's also after me. And why is she also? We gave the miyam to Masa Grishose, and it's, even though there was a miyam, we gave it in the Masa Grishose. So if she's also, so let us see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if he gave her a get, she's mutter. Now, that's a joke. If he gave her me, and you're going to tell me she's also. And if he gave her a get, she's mutter. So, the emerson in Lombis, it's oiskahal. If he gave her me, and she's also because we're afraid he instigated the me. If he died, then we're not afraid he killed him. So, Mamela, so in Lombis, it's no kashe. But in the Velt, it's a moiradiki kashe. That means if we're going to say aloche, that if the second one was Mamai and she's also to the first one, and if the second one gave her a get, she's muta to the first one, please. That's making takonis chazal kuchetlu. So if the halacha is that after the mean of the second one, she's also, so after the get of the first one, she should also be also. And if the Mishnah says after the get of the second one, she's muta, so Zayis Kishpat, after the mean of the second one, she's mutter. So now I'm asking a kasha and Rabbi. So Rabbi, you don't stim. You just told me that the whole reason we don't say me and Mevatel get because we're afraid he'll influence her to be Memayin. So why didn't you say this in the Reisha also? That's the Gemara's kasha and Rabbi. Let's see again the Gemara. Oh, my Rabbi. Oh, my Kushe. We do me on the day. Me vatel get the day. Me in the Chavre me vatel get the day. Oh, my Shna. So the Gemara is, what's the difference? Me in the Chavre do me vatel get the day. Why, if the Chavre makes me on? She's also to go back to him. The I did my kills. Permisois of a kitsois of ozel me shabish of my silo. That means if after Miyun she'll be mutter to the first one, he'll make sure to make Miyun. Therefore, we asked her, Miyun did they nami loyla vatal gita did they? The Aidi the Makels, Bermizoisov, Ksisoisov, Ozo, Mishabin, Shemaisi loyla, they go and influence her to be Mamayim. So Mamela after Miyun, she should also be also to the, to, if they should make me and by the second one, she should be also to the first one. And if she's also, she has to have to get also, like we mentioned from the Chazon Ish. But the Gemara says no. In the case of our Mishneh, Hokvar Shibsha V'loi Ishabsha. The case of our Mishneh, he can't influence her anymore. And we see it. Because after the first marriage, he gave her a get. That means she wanted, he didn't want. After the second marriage, she was Mamayan. Now, if he's interested in her, and he has influence in her, so where's his influence? So, how did it come about that she was Mamayim? So, he didn't give her a get by the second marriage. So, Pshat is by the second marriage, he was happy with her. And she wasn't happy with him. Now, if he has any influence over her, so how did it come about that she was Mamayim? So Al Kochoch, he doesn't have influence over her. No, if he doesn't have influence over her, so Mamela, if she'll get married to a second person, there's nothing to be afraid of. He won't influence her to be Mamayin in the second husband. He couldn't influence her to not to be Mamayin in him. So you see that his koyach, he doesn't have a koyach over her. Masha Enkein in the safe of the Mishnah, he gave her a get and she got married to someone else. In the saying of the Mishnah, she liked him to begin with. He gave her a gift. So if I can't, she still mekushit him. Mitzidah, she would go back to him. He gave her a gift. So now if he's going to change his mind, and after she got married to a second person, he's bekoyach to influence her. He's going to tell her, b'rimizoysav u'kritzoysav, he's going to go and tell her that to be my mind, him and come back to me, and she'll do it. So Mamela, so in the safe, Mamela, in the safe, there's a good reason to ask her after she was Mamayin in the second husband, so therefore we asked her. In the Reisha, there's no reason to ask her on the first husband if she's Mamayin in the second husband, so we don't ask her. So Rabbi said, so the kasha finds sich nicht on. That's what Rabbi said. So that's what, my kushe, the kasha doesn't begin. But don't mean the day me vatel get the day, mean the chav roi me vatel get the day. Oh my, now he explains. But the more yes, so my shna mean the chav roi me vatel get the day, the I did the makers bir mi zoysa bu kritzoysa vazel me shabbos shem aysilo. So that's why we said if she leaves her husband with me and she's also to the first one. Me and the day nami le levatel gita the day the aidi the makeres the mizoysov ukritzoysov also meshabe shemaisilo. So the Gemara says no. In the reisha there's nothing but to worry about. Akvar shib shib lo yishabshe. So Memele so Rabbi says this kash is bachlal natshve. This kash was never asked because there's nothing but to ask. Let us see Rashi. Tavro kashin adodi. Umayishna min de chavre, de loy mevat lo gite de kame, lishteruye lo le kame. Why doesn't she become muta to the first husband after the min de chavre? Da ay di de makeres bir mi zoysov, upe kri zoysov de kame. Ozul mishabish lo, adema enes bebasro, so humay hobi mishabish atursi biman, bebasro mahadolo. So that is Davke, if she went out by him with a get. But if she went out from him by the second Ishus with me, on the sheep, she will not stop, she will not get it, she will not zero. But lo yochel lefaiso shetam oidimo, he was unable to be mefaiso, that she should remain with him, umiyano boy, and she was mamayin in him. Hilkach leke lemeiches lo lishibushu. So there's nothing to be afraid of that he'll influence her. V'chein kol ayoytzeis b'miyum. If she left her husband through miyum, so that means she's finished with him. He has no influence over her. Mistomi tried to be mefayasa, which was by him. So she's not twisted around his finger. But if she married someone else because he gave her a get, he'll be mefaiseh then. I'm sorry, I gave you a get. And she loves him. If he gave her a get, so that means he wanted her. She wanted him. He didn't want her. So then he'll take her back, and she'll be mamayin b'sheini. So Rabbi says, this kasha is not a kasha at all. Eloi kasha. Rabbi said, there is a kasha, which should be asked, which we have to handle with. If there is a kasha, dechavrei ad dechavrei kasha. We have two cases in the Mishnah. There was a miyano dechavrei. In one case, miyano dechavrei. In one case, miyano dechavrei. She's mutter to go back to him. In one case, Mina the Chavre, she's also to go back to him. And this is a problem. The Chavre kosher. Now, what's the kasha? It says in the Reisha, Miyana boy, the Zira, Noson lo get. That's the second bove of, that's the second half of this bove of Miyana get. First, she was mamining him. Then he remarried her. And then he gave her a get. V'niseis la'achem. V'nis'arm lo'einis garsha asuva la'achzeloi. She's not permitted to go back. So this is a poshet edim. This is a poshet case of machzik v'shosek. But let us be medayik from the Mishnah. Taima v'nis'arm lo'einis garsha. So the Mishnah seems, he gave her a get, and then she got married to someone else, nis'arm lo'einis garsha, so she is a machzik v'shosek. Miyano. But what would be the din if she'd be memayin muteres la'achzeloi? She'd be muter to go back, as every says from the Mishnah. That can isam l'izgarsh is also after geirishim. Alme osi miyon dechavre yimavatol gita didei. And she's muter, and you don't make this whole gzeira. Here we see you don't make the gzeira. I mean, if here it says claw after me and she's muter, and I'm not chayish, that he's gonna be meramis to her. I mean, here you have all the components. He gave her a get, she loves him, she married someone else, and if he wants her back, he could influence her to be mamayin. Afal pikein, it says in the Mishnah, or we medayik from the Mishnah, Osi miyun de chavre mevatel gita today. If the second one is mamayin, she goes back to him. That's miyun de chavre. Ure mini, amame enes beish. Now let's go to the safe. Venise is lacher, begirsho. Laacher miyana boy. So here, we have already, there was girsho. Let's look about the second and third one. The second one gave her a get. The third one was mamayin. So that's mamish, the same case as we have in the reisha. And it says in the Sefer Zeklal Kosher Yotzu Sami Menu Beget Asura Lachzeloi B'Miyun Muteres Lachzeloi Alme Loi Osi Miyun Dechav Mevatel Gita Didei. Because she chayish, something because she chayish, she might be Meshabisha. And in the Reisha, it seems you're not chayish. So this is Akasha. Ali Kasha, Ho Kasha. This is Akasha. Omar Rabbi Elozo, Tavre, that's Taka Kashe. Misha Shonezu, Loi Shonezu. You're right, Taka. Tabachloikis. The Tana Kama, the Tana of the Seifa holds that, we don't say Osi, Miyun, Mavatl Gita, because the Tama were Chayish. Maybe it'll be Mishabisha. The Reisha is not Chayish, maybe it'll be Mishabisha. Ula Omar. So Ula said, no, it's no machlekes. we don't hold of Shibush. We don't hold of Shibush. So therefore, also Miyun Bechavre, that's what it should be. But our mission, but the Sefer that says that the Sefer that says that she's also to the Balaget, Kigoyim Sheshilsha Begitin, the Sefer speaking about that she got 3 times a get. Rabbi Kebagi says, on our mission says 2 times, because according to Rebbe. But the Sefer speaking about she got 2 times a get, the Mechazye Kegedoyla. So 3 times a get, she looks like she's a Gedoyla. So Memele, that is why we don't say also that that's why the Miyan can't be Mevatel the get. That means as follows. Just like we had said, there's a svara to say, first he gave a get, and then she made Miyan. So the Miyan shows she's a Ktana, and the whole get is a Galachta. If she was Hursak to get a get, so that seems to show us that she's a real woman, a real wife, and you have to give her a get. So 3 times a get, or 2 times a get, spells out that she's not a Ktana. So that's the Torah, so it's no kasha anymore from the Sefer to the Reish. The Sefer is talking about there were 3 gittin. After 3 gittin, mean doesn't work anymore. And we'll see in the Bach, there's a svar to say after 3 gittin, if she'll marry a 4,000, she won't be able to remain anymore in the 4,000. She's a Gdoyla, we see, she got 3 times a get. She's a to the belt, she looks like a Gdail already. She's ois bas mir. So that's the Sefer. So the Sefer is 3 gittin. After 3 gittin, we look everything, she's a Gdail. The Reish is speaking about there was 1 get. After 1 get, and now the second husband made Miyun, so she's mutate. Let us see Rashi. Amin amateras lars alarish. Almosi mean the chavre megal al katnos and mevatel gita mikamim. So the Gemara answers the same. It's speaking about sheshul shabegitin sheyitzio shalish pomim beget. She went 3 times out with a get. The mercy kicked daily. I think the Rashash makes it a little nefetzio, the Lashon is not so good. The Rashash says, Sheyotso, or Sheitziyuha, Sheitziyuha Gimel Pomim Beget, the 3 husbands. Sheitziyuha Gimel Pomim Beget. The Merzik Yigdoyle, Sulei Hadro, Lachad Minay, Liyosu Miyun, Da'achel, Levetulei, now Miyun can't be Mevatel anymore. She's also kicking doyla. Avul koydim shetishale. She also means the chavim va'pogitavi boyla duri mahadolo. Zok to Gemara baite. We had said 1 teret that there's a machloikis if also miyun a mavat will get. That was tavro misha shanazu loy shanazu. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, who is the Tana that asked, who's the Tana that was Mata, who holds me and Mevatel get, who holds they me and Mevatel get. So Rashi says, Man Tana, Damoran la'el Misha Shonazu la'i Shonazu. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Rav. So now Rav Yehuda Marab is going to tell us a story, and then we're going to go back to the subject. May dechsiv meimenu bekesev shosinu. It says in Eicha that the in Golis will be in Aparonius that our water will have to pay for. Eitzenu b'mechir yavoyu. B'shas ha-sakone nizbaksho alochezu. It was a shas ha-sakone. It was a shas ha-shmad. It's a Rashi says shenigzar shlo yasku b'teira. It was a gzeira that they were not permitted to learn. They clawed a shayla. What shaila did they klal hareisha yotza meirishain beget umeishaini b'mil? Mahu shetarza l'rishain? Does she go back to the rishain or not? Do I say ozol v'shipsha and she doesn't go back? Or I don't say ozol v'shipsha and she does go back? Yishimuta. And they cleared the shaila, and there was no one to ask. So what happened? Sochoy odom echod ba'arba meyizuz. So we see what the shaila meant to them. Meimeinu bekesef shosinu. So they hired a person for 400 zuz, which I assume was a haimra. Vesholos Rabbi Kiva bebeis asurim, and somehow they got into the beis asurim, which was some dangerous affair, to find what is the halacha in the shaila that the first yotzei merishin beget or mesheini b'min. Va'osa, and Rabbi Kiva also, as Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseir ben Netzivin, the shliach also went to King Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseir ben Netzivin. He took money for this. Also, and he asked from a Mele. So Rabbi Yehuda Marab says, not what it says in the Sefer, that Mion de Chavre is not Levatel Gittadi Day. You know who the Mechaber of this is? Rabbi Yehuda Marab says this is Rabbi Kive, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seire, Rabbi Mele. This was an expensive halacha, but we were Mavarer it. That me and the chavre is not mavar for get to the day. That we answered, if she'll be kamutat him, who'll influence her to be mamay. So mamayla, me and the chavre, she's also there. Rabbi, yeah, Omar Rabbi Yishmol bar Rabbi Yossi, Rezulay Hitzrachna. I wish to disagree with you, Rab. That there never was such a shaila. There's no such shaila. Lisa koresi palta liisa lav leikolshke. That means that I don't understand. If the second one gave miyun, and yamata her lashuk, so she's an ashesish, and yamata her with miyun, and now you can start gribbling about the first one, oh, no, shemaz grishosai. You can't do such a thing. That means there's no such shaila. Miyun is zikha mavata laget. No shaila about it. This question was not asked. Let us see Rashi. Let's see Rashi. First of all, we'll go further. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi learned Pshat, what was this? Bekesef shosinu ayidei schiras lamadlo. This halacha, we paid good money to find out this halacha. Timim avar this halacha. As Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, b'hitoloi gassinu. It was a girsar, the yes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was mat. Ela adarav polit. No, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi is chaylik and Rav. Omer lo yezu osra Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseir. That's pshat. He says the shayla was never asked. The shayla zichemuta. The tanoi de koma haino Rav Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi the Rav Nami tano. So that what the Gemara said before that tavra misha shanazu lo yishanazu the two tanoim are Rav. And Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi holds in the reisha that they never said, it's always zicha, also me and the mavatl gitte. And the sefer that holds me and the zah mavatl git, that's Rav. The isa chorus, isa reishas ish, if kata mi men lo beloi git, al mei maise shalok klum. It's nothing. The isa lav, the marzik reshosi leikoshkein. Avadi geviz, the Galya Milse the Ktani Vlay have a gita klum, so the get is garnish, it's nothing. There's no issues, the Mazagrashosai. Oh, that's Rabbi Shmuel, but the shaila was a different shaila. What was the shaila they asked? Baram Kachsholu. The shaila that was asked was a different shaila. Harei Areish kachshalu, areish ahoysa eishes achi imoy, shehi shnioloy. There was a ktane that first married achi imoy. And this ktan is a shniya midarabon. Then the achi imoy died. He had 20 kids, and he died. The nisays achiv ma'oviv. And afterwards, this ashes achi imoy, which is a shniya, married now his brother, ma'oviv. Umeis, now he died. Now the brother died. So now, pshat is, so this ktane, who was once Eishes Achiyimah, which was once Ashniye, is falling liyibum to him. But he can't be miyabma because she's Ashniye. He can't be miyabma. So yes, the shayla maush et tamayin hashte v'takhinu l'nisui kamoyi v'tis yabim. So maybe, so yes, the shayla to Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Yudah ben Seirim, let her now be miyabim in the first Eishes. Let her be memayin in the issue. She's a ktana. So let her be memayin now in the first issues of her husband, of her issues of achi imoy. And then if she'll be memayin, so comes that she never was his wife. If she never was his wife, so memayle, so now the yovam can be miyabmo. She's not an elvan him anymore. She's not a shninim anymore. What was the shayla? Yesh miyun lacham misa b'mokim mitzvah Eloi. That means it's achal misas. It's achal misas achi imoy. So memela, can miyun help for this? Eloi, or not? Fakert is a meyredike yitzvah that explains, there's two mahalchim at Elohim Shabbat, it shouldn't help, but the yitzvah says a meyredike beer that it doesn't help. He says, miyun can help if the ishus is some way bothering her. That means as follows. If the chayav, she doesn't like him, gesundtei, bima mayim. We heard before, Ula said that he died, now she's zokek liyibu. So she doesn't want the ishus because that ishus is zokek liyibu. So the ishus is also bothering her. Good, bima mayim. That is when the ishus is bothering her, she has a schus miyun. Either he's bothering her, or the hilchis ha-ishus are bothering her. The ishus are bothering her. Over here, by Eishus Achi Imoy, when she was married to him, he had 20 kids, we mentioned before. They had a beautiful life. When he died, there's no yibum, there's nothing. The ishus, ideal, a utopia. Now she's very happy with Ishus. There's nothing wrong with this Ishus. Now she married his brother, Achiv Me'oviv, and the brother died. So now the child is, now she should be Memayin on the first Ishus. There's no takana of Miyun on the first Ishus. She was very happy with Ishus. Nothing's bothering her. Now, someone said to be Memayin, she has a schus Miyun. They gave her the Miyun if nothing's wrong with the Ishus. Someone said to be Matha Mitzvah Yibum. The meal has to go with the issues. She's not suffering with the issues. The issue some way is bothering her. The issues is gewaldic. Yeah. That was the shayla. Sochu shnei bnei odom. They hired two people. Ba'arba me'yezuz. Seems each one they paid arba me'yezuz. That was the shayla. There, you're right. There was a shayla with miyun that the Gedolei Yisrael asked, but that was a different shayla. This shayla. Let us see Rashi. Eishes achi ha'ein shnei medivrei soifan gzeirem yishemeshes achi ha'ov shiyarda. Mar shetemayim benisvin harishoinim shaloi teishni yaloi betisyabim. And she should be able to be misyabim now. Aval beishus de'er ve... I mean, the Gemara phrased the shayla only if she's a shniyit. Aval beishus de'er ve kikain eishus ochiv me'imoi k'tano. What if she married? She was eishus ochiv me'imoi, not eishus achi imoi. Eishes ochiv me'imoy, ktana, which is an erva d'arais, a meitz, but also eishes ochiv me'ov, pshita lon d'leyosa min d'lachem misa l'mishrei erva d'ibumi. That wouldn't even clear a shayla. The whole shaila is, since the only thing is Ashniya, the Rabbanon, and maybe yes. Fine. Look the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yitzchak Barashi. So Akaponim, now we know that the Etzem Shaila Osam Miyun and Mavatl get is Niyasod Amachlokes between Rav and Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi. Rav holds, we don't say Osam Miyun and Mavatl get because the more Osam Meshavshe, that's the reason, L'chayre. And Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi holds there's no such problem. Is Omar Rav Yitzchak Barashin a Moide Rav Shumateres La'ochiv Shel Zeh Shenesra Olof. So Rav Yitzchak Barashin said as follows. The whole Lombus, Be'emesin is the Chazai. Be'emesin we said, Me'iker Adin, we should say, Oso Miyan Dechavre, Oso Miyan Dechavre, U'mevatel Gita Didei. That's what we really should say. The Miyan that's afterwards is shows that the whole issues that she ever had was nishkishtag and nishkifloy. So really she should be mutter to the first husband. Novos, if she'll be mutter, so since he's betoyach to influence her, the mizais of a kritzaisa, so therefore they said, no, afilu she be mine, she's also to you. So that's a bazundere gzeire that Chazal made between the balaget, that the one who gave her a get, he is a koyach to influence her to be memain. So we said to you, the miyun doesn't work. In fact, she's off. If she's memain from the second husband, she's also to you as masik roshasik. That's what we said. So the miyun, even though in lomdus it should work, but we're afraid you make her be memain, and you're the koyach to make her be memain. So mele we said for you, the miyun won't work. So Rav Yitzchak Barashiyan said, "Omoy derav shemuteres laochiv shel zeh shenesra olov." But what about his brothers? That means the second one was memayim. That means you have two people, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben gave her a get. Shimon was memayim. So we said that Rav holds that even though Shimon was memayim, she's also to Reuben. We said like Masik Roshosik. No,
we are afraid that Reuven will influence her to be Mamayin and Shimon. But when we're talking about Reuven's brothers, if she'll be also to Reuven's brothers as Grushas Ochiv, the Gabi Reuven's brothers is nothing to be afraid of. Reuven's brothers cannot influence her. She's not Makeres Beremizoisa Vekritzoisa. So Gabi Reuven's brothers, we should go with Lomdus. Also, me and him about Togite. Because in Lomdus, that's the true thing. So she should be mutter to Reuben's brothers. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Barashin said. Umay the Rav, shemuteres la'ochiv shel zeh shenesra olav. So the Gemara says, Pshita, what are you telling me? That's poshut. That's mathematics. Who knew who the makeres bermizois of a kritzois of some mele? If we'll be mutter to Reuben, after she's mamayin b'shimin, so he might influence her to be my mind. So we ask it. But Ochiv loy. Sigmar says, you're right. Maybe we should ask the brothers to be matter the brothers that might come to be matter her to him also, to Reuven also. Kamash Malon, that no, that they won't go, he said. Vikedamri amav Yitzchak Barashin kishem shasura loy, kachasura la'achin. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, there's a gzeira. Let us see Rashi. Umay the Rav, Avagav do yosu mi in the chavrim abatul gita didei, nehidele didei loy hotra, aval gabi ochiv nisbatul, but tevi grushes ochiv. Voho diktoni mas nisen noson lo get asura bikroivo, Eichad asu loy nofik ma'achayim b'mil. If she never got married again when I'm b'mil. La'ivatul gittik dekama. The get of dekama was never in his battle. So the Gemara is pshite dot nabe masnisen osi miyun amavatul gittik.
Afilo di day lo yosauna, elo aidi de makers bil mizois, vazo mishabishlo. Avol ochiv leka le meima ochi. Adetayman nigza ochi va tohu. Ishaile lochi va mechazin in the bottle gitte, vazo yilam in civil go and marry her. So that is why, that's why we asked the brother. Now let us see Taisvis. Alma osi mina mavatla gite, rmino hamameenes beish. Now, this is the beginning of the sugya. The Gemara brought a raya from the Reisha. The Reisha says, osi mina mavatla gite. That means at first he gave her a get, and then they made mina, and then she married someone else. So she's permitted to go back after that someone else dies, she's permitted to go back to the first one. So you see, also mean mavatl git uriminu, I'm a man is beish. So Taisvah says, Lachayri didn't have to ask Akasha, Astira, the Reishan, the Sefer. Honastira, Agufa, the Sefer, Avamotzi Lakshuyu. The Maitaima Amrinen Kosha Yoitzo Mimenu Beget Asura. Let's forget about the Reish. It says in the Sefer that if she went out from the second husband with a get, ko sheyetz menu beget asura. Amay lo yamrinin osim miyune umavke kedushe sheini. So Taisvis asks, how do we understand this halacha? First, the Sefer is speaking about as follows. The second one married her and gave her a get. Fine. The third one, she was Memayim. So, L'chayre, why is she also to the second one, she was Memayim in the third one. Forget about the Lomdis, also Miyuna Mavatl Gita. But the third one alone, she was Memayim in the third one. Ba'avikamayisha Zinso Acha Geirishim. She's Geget from the second one. But Al Gabi, the third issues is Kila, she was Mizanin. The Materis Lars, the Loike, the Snabepeg, Beis, the Soite. So the Gemara could have asked right away without anything. It means the Gemara could have proven that there's a Lundis of Ozul Meshabish, but the Gemara didn't have to prove it from Akash. The Gemara could have proven it from the Sefer alone, and the Sefer says, that she's also to the Balas get, kosha yaitzim ene beget asura lachzoloi. So she's also to go back. Why is she also to go back then from the third one? The third one, he was memayin. So he's memayin is kilo zinso. So why is she also? Alanech lakshu yereisha asayif. If Rabbi Kebega wants to say on Taisvis Kashe, I could learn pshat in the Mishneh, that which she's also to the second one is after the fourth one gave her a get. It's no kasha. You can't ask a kasha stamazay from the Sefer. The Sefer says a story. The first one gave me, and the second gave a get. The third one gave me, and the fourth gave a get. And then the Mishnah says, "Kol sheitzim ene get asur alar zoloi." So why did Mishnah speak about a fourth one that gave a get? So al kochacha means because the Mishnah means to say she's also to the second one from the fourth one. Because that's his Marzeh Grushose. That means, Taisus asks, forget about Bekiyas. How do you understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah is Shver. The Mishnah says she's also to the second one from the third one. She was Memayin in the third one and it's Nus and there's always a Marzeh Grushose. The Gemara could have asked, some would say the Mishnah doesn't make sense. That's Taisus Kash. Loiskish Paul that we made Exeter. So Rabbi Kivega says, you can't ask Tamazay Akasha from the Mishnah. From the Mishnah, I would say, Pshat, that what says in the Mishnah, she's also to the second one, is that means after the fourth one gave her a get, she's also to the second one. Because, she's Masa Grushose. But the third one, from the third one, she's Sichanat also, because it's only as Nusbalme, so she's Mutter after the third one. Kivega does not understand Taisvis. Others want to say, the Lashon Mishnah is not mashma like that. Kol sheyotze mimenu beget asur lachzoloi. In the kol, it doesn't say from who, from what, from when. As long as he went out with a get, it comes to include the fourth one also.
Kvega says Taisus was Geiris Taka, that there was a fifth Mion, a third Mion also after the second get. So then you see Klo that she's also to the Bala get after the Mion, after Mion alone. So the Gemara could have asked on that alone. That doesn't make sense. Why should she be also? Ozel umishabesh umaisilo. The Gemara says, in the Reish it says, Alma osi miyun umavatul get. And in the Seif it says, you don't say os, you don't say osi miyun umavatul get. So the Gemara says there's a difference. Because in the Reish, because in the Seif osel mishabish lo. So the Gemara says, I let's say in the Reish, Reisha nami mean the day nami lulavatl gita di day died because we say so also mishabish amai silo. So the Gemara asked the kash, let's be afraid of Ozlo mishabish. So Taisa says, if you're asking the kash, let's be afraid of Ozlo mishabish, so why do you have to say gita di day? Afilo he didn't give a get. Afilo he, she made meal on him. And then she married someone else and she made meal on the second one. She should also be also to the first one. Als Ozlo mishabish. So Taisa says, no, avalei nechele lameime dafile leke get la yach, so dilma ozo le mishabish lo. Like even the leke lameche shlamidi le gazrine. So we mentioned yesterday that Taisa is a Russian, the Ritva say Pshat and Taisa, the Maram also seems to say this, that Pshat and Taisa says as follows, that even though Chazal were afraid that the first husband might influence her to be mamayim by the second husband, they would only ask her on the first husband if there's epis a gether of machzeg rishosai. But if she was never geget from the first husband, they couldn't ask her. Even though we have a reason to ask her, they wouldn't ask her. Omer Rabbi Loza, Tavre Mishu Shonazu Lo Shonazu. Rabbi Udamasi Kochet. That means, so Taisus had a kasha like this. Before we had a kasha, and Rabbi Yudah Mishmul said, Tavra Mishishonazu Loishonazu. Then Rabbi said, this is never a kasha. There was a different kasha. And who said on that kasha, Tavra? Rabbi Loza said, Tavra. So Taisha says, Rabbi Damasikos, Afagav Rabbi Yudah Mishnuye Kame. That's Klo Rabbi Yudah on the first kasha, Rabbi Yudah said, Tavra. Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shekacho Isakosh. Rabbi says, well, the way the kasha was asked, and what Rabbi Yudah Mishmul answered, that's no kasha, so you don't say a teretz. Rabbi said, there was a kasha, and on that kasha, Mishmei, the Rabbi Loza Nemro, Rabbi Loza said Tavro. So Rabbi is telling us what the true kasha was, and who answered the true kasha. When you got to Kire, Tomer Rav Huna Mita Sheikh to Lemois. Lemois of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Elo Yitma, that doesn't make sense. Hoch Yitma, Omer Rav Yehuda. This memory b'chlal doesn't make sense. And the memory that was said was not said from Rav Huna, it was said from Rav Yehuda. Kegoin she'shilsho begitin demechazye kegdoilo. Bim toima. So that is how Ule to emphasize the reishe and the seife. That was Ule's story. In time, Rabbi Loza holds it as a machloikis. Lo mitzach lemisne miyano la'acher v'girsho trei zimni. Why taka does the Mishnah mention two times gerishin? Miyashlem the kamashal nafagav the girsho trei zimni lechashine lemerze kigdoyle. And that means, when Nisei Su Debach says, la'acher yoitzes b'miyan. She can still go out b'miyan, even though twice she was merze kigdoyle. Lisa Koresi Tarto Le Issa Lav Loikoshke. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Barabi Yossi said that there never was a Shaila if Ose Miyun Mabato Gite, if the Miyun is Matran Issa Kores, it's Icha Matran Issa Lav. Perish Bekunt, with Issa Kores, they should see Shamiyun Mavkina Kedusha. Zavad Gives Labi Matran Issa Lav. Vehik Sharivon. It's no dimyan. the meon mafki na kedusha shemeres hi efshi bekedusha shekitshuni imi v'ochi. Meon is matter na isakores because she's beferish memayin on this issues. So that would even spoil isakores hitata because she made a beferish meon on this issues. I will get loy mafki. What does this have to the previous get? What does this have to the previous get? That means the she wasn't a mine in the previous issue, so it could be Issa Koras is a meon in that issue, so it helps. And the previous issues there's no meon, so it doesn't help. The love kushi, the mahai time is a mafkiyamin Issa deshishishim, can have a kizoynetz, the mutter teres lasa lacha shagirsho, kisnapeg shayni desaitu. So Tosha says no. That pshat in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi is like this. If you say that the miyun, after the miyun, to the second one, she's not an Eishas Ish. So if you say she's not an Eishas Ish because the miyun makes like she never was an Eishas Ish, so if she never was an Eishas Ish, so there's no Issa Marza Groshosa because it's Kilus Insa. Rivon Perish, Rivon said a different pshat. Issa Koresi Tarto, Shomoteres Bekroivo. This was Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yose. She's Mutter Bekroivo. That means after she's Mamayin, she's Mutter Bekroivo. Who Bekroivo is there? Afilu Lemisha Yotzimena Beget. I know Eisha Sochi, Vachis Ishtar. So if your Mutter, through the Miyun to the second husband, your Mutter, the Kroivus of the first husband, was an indirect Miyun, Zavada gewisse shim bimata de chai vilaven to the first husband. Ve einire, dim kein tikshil, amand yama besomach, shem shasura loy kach asura lochi. Amal lisa koris loy hitalto. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi said, yesh miyan acha mise beochiv oiloy. So Taisi says, Davke, Ochu de Miboilei, be Issa Shniya de Rabbonon. The whole Shiloh was, by Issa Shniya de Rabbonon, if the Miyun will help by a Shniya de Rabbonon, that now she should be able to be in this Yab. Avo be Issa Elva de Reiset, Nan Koshi Yechoylo Lamayim Veloi Miyano, Tzoroso Cheiletzes Veloi Misyabemis. So Taisi says, so Taisi understood that the reason over there is, because there is an Issa Elve, so by an Issa Elve, me and Zicha doesn't help. The Shaila was by Issa Shniyev, me and should help.